Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. One man is dead and another in critical condition on after a gunfight between a stepfather and stepson on Monday. Chadbourne Police Chief Ken Elliott said the two men were arguing when the dispute led to gunfire. The stepfather was killed and the stepson's in critical condition at New Hanover Novant. The names of the shooters have not been released pending family notification. Tanya Garrell King was arrested on Monday on multiple charges of obtaining property by false pretenses. King, age 49, allegedly took thousands of dollars from the Cerro Gordo Volunteer Fire Department between 2023 and 2025, cashing checks from $2,000 to $5,000 for her personal use. You can look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Multiple thieves hit the Whiteville-Clayton Homes dealer Thursday night, making off with more than $13,000 worth of appliances and furniture. The theft was discovered on Friday morning, according to the Whiteville City Police. Whiteville Police is currently investigating. The city of Whiteville is asking residents to trim trees or bushes that are interfering with sight lines near streets. Some bushes and trees are out in the street or either hanging too low. Larger vehicles are hitting the branches, and school bus drivers cannot see oncoming traffic. City staff will cut or remove overgrown shrubbery and charge the landowner if needed. Remember to pile lawn and leaf debris on the right-of-way, not in the road, gutter, or sidewalk for pickup by the city. The State Senate on Monday passed the first version of IRENA's law, an effort by legislators to tighten bond standards for violent and repeat criminal suspects. The defendant in the IRENA Zaretska case is a 14-time convicted felon. He allegedly killed the woman after he was released on a written promise to appear on a pending robbery charge. The bill would eliminate unsecured bond for violent suspects, among other changes. Salons in the North Carolina House also began discussions this week on six significant veto overrides. The Freedom to Carry Act would allow anyone 18 years of age or older who are not prohibited from owning a firearm to concealed carry without a permit. The Border Protection Act would require sheriffs and local governments to cooperate with federal immigration officials and allow residents to sue so-called sanctuary cities. Other bills will prohibit diversity, equity, and inclusion in local governments and education. Columbus Regional Healthcare will host its annual tailgate for prostate on Friday from 12:30 to 3 p.m. at Advanced Urology at 800 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. You can enjoy free tailgate food and enter a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There will be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol, and A1C screenings. Call 910-641-3662 for more information. The second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza at the Veterans Memorial Park is happening on Saturday. Admission is free for a day of family-friendly fun and praise, and registration for the car show is $25 per vehicle. For more information, call 910-770-2168. Also on Saturday, Columbus Regional Healthcare and the Columbus Partnership for Children will join forces with the George Henry White Center for their Fall Health Festival. Look for bike raffles, Kona ice, food trucks, free health screenings, clinical breast exams, CPR training, and much more, all happening from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the center. For more information, call 910-308-4252. The center is located at 731 Farmers Union Road. Mishap Springs Community Church will sponsor a tent revival starting September 27th at 10 a.m. Lunch will be provided, and the speakers will include Reverend Tim Reeves, Reverend Larry Cartrett, and Reverend Chris Eason. Music from Master's Hands and Willing Heart. Bishop Springs is located at 2756 Pine Log Road in Whiteville. The Columbus County Farmers Market Fall Harvest Festival is happening on Saturday from 5 until 8 p.m. There will be a live band, games, food trucks, photo props, market vendors, and more. Admission is $5 for adults, and children 9 and under get in for free. The market's located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. The City of Whiteville is asking residents to vote on a potential new name for the park that's being built on the former Lewis Smith Shopping Center property downtown. You can go to the city's website and click on the banner to vote. The deadline to vote is September 29th. New Life Community Church of Whiteville will hold a pork chop plate sale October 7th. Plates are $12. See any church member for your ticket. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting. It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.